Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, thanks Adele and Connor. Jack Shannon Cove is going to talk to us about his experience. It's again related to the dart and being in a wheelchair, and it's a story you've heard many times on Liveline, but despite the funding that Éireann Road Éireann get from the taxpayer, they still can't manage to look after people in wheelchairs, it seems, because of glitches in the system. Now, will this be an election issue or not? Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
The election is on February the 8th. You're retiring 2 weeks later on February 27th. It's your 65th, birthday. But what have you discovered?
Well, I discovered last Friday that this pension thing is dragged on to age 67. I understood all along that you retire at 65 and you get your pension at 66, the state pension.
Yeah.
And so I discovered that you don't, in fact, get it till you're 67. So you have to go on Job Seekers for the first 12 months, and then on the second 12 months, who knows? It seems the government haven't made any provision for that second year. So I guess, I can only guess what's happening is that you then have to be assessed, means tested at that point in time.
And means tested would include any property you own.
Yes. Now, it's not that I have anything to means test against, but I'm just making the point that it's outrageous. First of all, on the pension authority page, it's telling you that these changes are coming in from 2021, which would lead you to believe that it doesn't include anybody who's retiring in 2020. But when you look in the grid beneath that, it's actually given anyone who's born in 1955 has to retire, you know, it has to wait till 67, which includes me. And I have other people in my job who are also retired in the same year. And none of us knew.
So if you're born after Jan 1st, 55, your state pension is only payable, despite the fact that you've been paying in for years, it's only payable at age 67.
It
was a cutback during the... most cutbacks in the emergency, as we called it, they're still there. And even though we're told the emergency is over, and that's going to be a big issue in the campaign, as we've heard already. Well, if the emergency is over, how come all the emergency taxes, USC, cutbacks
never,
and pensions, how come
getting,
they're all still in place?
It's worse as getting. And you know, Joe, I'm working since I was 15 years of age. So that's 50 years in the workforce. And you know, I was looking forward to going. I really was. I had it in my vision.
Yeah.
And I was not anticipating the stress of actually having to. First of all, I did accept that extra year, which I didn't agree with that thing of waiting to 66. But I knew about it and I had accepted it. But I did not know about the second year of age 67 and then have to go and be means tested. And maybe then saying to you, here's a course there, go on a course. There's a job there, go for an interview. Having to prove yourself, what job did you seek? Maybe cut you off if you didn't go for the job. You know, people who are 65 and who have worked, you know, in a very physical kind of a job, want to go at 65 and their pension should be there for them. Shouldn't even have to wait till 66. You know, there are people who want to work on because they're probably working lighter jobs like office jobs or something like that, and they might have only went into the workforce 10, 20 years ago, and that's fine for them. Let them at us, that's okay. But there are people who have very physical jobs and who want to go at 65, and now they're forced. You know, like, actually, I have a choice to stay on here if I wish, but I was choosing not to, based on this information that I thought was correct. You go at 65 and you get your pension of 66.
And you're clear at it when you finish the Job Seekers, so to speak, which is lower than the pension, isn't it?
Yes. You're already losing money.
Yeah, when you finish the Job Seekers after a year, you're then reassessed. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, there's no provision made, Joe. There's nothing there. You know, because I actually did read a little news feed yesterday, coincidentally, somebody wrote a letter to the independent.ie querying that very same thing about this new age change, and that they would go on Job Seekers for 12 months. And then after that, the government have made no provision for the second year. Like, it's all up in the air.
But are people not already going through it, Mary? Going through these new changes. In other words, are people not already, because we've heard some of them, not already in that situation where they did retire and they're caught in that limbo period between the job seekers ending and the new pension age coming in?
I don't know because...
That's what we'd be anxious to hear, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe. I'm hoping some other people will call in now based around this, because I feel like a fool, for a start, that I did not know about this new thing of 67. It's far too long. It's far too long to wait. And I have paid my dues here, as lots of people that I'm working with in this particular job have paid their dues. And, you know, fair play to anyone that wants to stay on. It has to be a lighter type of job. That's fine. But the implications for somebody like me that's working 50 years, has paid and paid and paid, and got caught up in all that with the banks fiasco, got caught up in all of that, paid heavily for that as well, still paying. But I was looking forward to retiring, and now I'm actually stumped. I actually don't know what to do, what's best, you know, because I do not relish the thought after this first year of being means tested. Mm. You know, and all the crap that goes on with that paperwork and proving this and showing that. I don't want the hassle of it, you know.
Well, it's, up to quite recently, politicians could retire at 50, get their pensions at 50, as you know.
Yeah.
And up to the mid-2000s. And they will not be affected by when the state pension goes up to 68.
No.
It will stay at 65.
Yeah.
And also, as you know, anyone who retires from the Dáil or whatever is entitled to so many years' salary and plus a pension or whatever.
Let
me bring in Catherine Lunny. Say there, Mary, please. 51551 Joe at RT.ie. How are you going to be hit by this, Catherine?
Hello, Joe. How are you, Ed?
Good.
My husband is retiring this year. He's retiring on 22nd of December this year, and he will have to wait till he's 67.
And what would he do in the meantime?
Well, he'll have to sign on Job Seekers for 12 months, and then after that, he doesn't know what income he'll have. I still will have a son at college, and all my bills will be going on. They are working shift work, long hours, and they wouldn't be fit to stay on. And it's the company policy that they must retire at 65. Now, their bills are still going on when they retire.
Will you be raising it if the politicians do come to the doorsteps?
When the politician comes to my door, I will be asking. I've asked everyone to help us, and I've asked my unions to get on board. These people have been paying to unions all their life, and they should be organising a protest and let them get out and march in Dublin. It's a scandal. These are the people that have got up every morning, gone out to work, that had to be rewarded, as Leo said. And how is he rewarding them? A year on the dole.
So if you're born on or after January 1st, 1955, your state pension is payable now at age 67.
Yeah.
If you're born on or after January the 1st, 1960, the state pension age will be 68, unless you happen to get elected to Dáil Éireann and retire after a few years. Okay, Catherine. Okay, Mary. Now, Mary, in fairness, Regina Doherty, the Minister for Social Protection, she said they're going to give pensioners, they're guaranteeing pensioners a fiver every year for the next 5 years.
Well, that's a laugh. I actually did hear her saying that on the radio, and I was thinking to myself, a fiver? Geez, I would give my grandson more than that to buy two chocolate bars. But that's like a separate issue, Joe. That's just plamos. That doesn't address the issue of what's happening here to people who have to stay on to age 67. You know, and I, in one sense, I know I am kind of lucky in this job that I can stay on, but because I've worked for so long
50 years,
and so hard, I didn't want to stay on. I really didn't.
You've
I had it in my vision to go.
You've worked longer than, and this is probably a reflection on his age, but it's also a reflection on the longevity of your work. You've worked longer than the Taoiseach has been on this earth.
You were
working before Leo was born. Now, that's nothing against Leo.
Yeah, and lucky Leo and all them is able to make the rules according to their own needs, because, you know, they're really clueless. And if politicians come to my door, really what I'd like to do is slam the door in their faces, but I will be highlighting this, and I will be getting on to the union about it, and a protest should be organised. And, you know, I do feel very sorry for people that are forced to retire and left with no option whatsoever, you know. But, I mean, it'd be all the same now to this government. if I had a big mortgage to pay or debts or anything like that, it wouldn't matter one bit to them. It'd be like, suck it up, get over it, and just plant these things. And I don't know why they're even saying changes after 2021. That 2021 should not be in print because they're actually happening for people in 2020.
By the way, yes, I know. And the Taoiseach is 41 this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
Are you sending him a card?
No, I'd like to send him a card, all right.
What would you write on it?
I'd say, goodbye, Leo.
Why?
Because he's not for the people. He never was for the people. Neither is Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. Mm. And they're all the same as each other, really, at the end of the day.
So the general election on Saturday, February 8th, will make no difference?
I don't think so. Now, unless we organise something where all people of my age group and maybe for next year that have to retire come together and have a protest, and maybe the unions can organise that. But I have no faith whatsoever in the government. I mean, I've seen too much with them even before this. This is an absolute bombshell altogether. Mm. It really is. And I feel like an idiot that I didn't know, because apparently it's been out there, but it must have been brought in very quietly because I knew nothing about it.
But what about
headline news.
But what about the Fine Gael line is, remember, all these cutbacks that were brought in were because, I'm quoting now, the Taoiseach from Sunday, and it's disputed obviously by Fianna Fáil. Fianna Fáil say it was a global crisis, but the Taoiseach says all these cutbacks, which we're trying to roll back gently and as best we can, all these cutbacks came in because the Fianna Fáil collapsed the economy.
Yeah. Well, you know, they blame each other all the time, and it's just like scoring points against each other all the time. And we'll never see them back. Like, the universal social charge was brought in as a temporary measure, as I understood, and we're never going to see that back, ever. That's there forever.
Yeah, but what Fianna Fáil aren't promising to abolish it.
No,
either.
But I mean, it won't be abolished, Joe. I mean, it won't, because it's bringing in too much money. How are they going to abolish something that's like a big fundraiser, you could say? It's not going to happen, you know?
Catherine Lunny, will you be sending the Taoiseach a birthday card for his 41st birthday on Saturday?
I definitely won't. And these people have been doing census, and these people are born. They knew they would have this amount of people reaching 65 and have done nothing to help them. They have worked all their life, they've paid their dues, they should be allowed to retire.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's outrageous.
Okay. A married couple will lose 7,000 if the two of them is 66.
And you know, the other thing, I don't want to upset you too much, but just I hope you have a cup of tea handy, Mary and Catherine. The other thing, if God forbid, a TD dies, his partner gets half the pension.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgraceful.
Where your pension, as you know, dies with you.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary, when you eventually get it. And it's running away from us. That's the point as the years go on. Okay, Mary and Catherine Lunny, thank you both. 51551.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Joe at rt.ie.